everyone. This is Gordon, WU2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Alrighty. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon again, WU2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Glad to hear we had no emergency or priority traffic. So, this net is a little different than other nets. This net is about having a conversation. Conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computing, telecommunications, the natural sciences that underlie our hobby. Of course, what we do with it, our activities. Things we've done, things we aspire to do, and of course, the ever-entertaining things we never want to do again. Those are things we could all discuss. In addition, we can discuss for sale swap or wanted items, and that's a good thing as well. We hope that you'll enjoy the net tonight. What do you call it? We check in by indicating whether you have a question, a comment, for sale, swap, or wanted. Also some combination of those things and none of the above. And, of course, you might ask, why none of the above? Well, if we know you're there, we can kind of draw upon you as a net resource or tailor the net to please you better. But if we don't know you're there because you're sandbagging, we can't really, you know, tailor the net. May not be of interest when otherwise it could be. PL for this repeater is 151.4, but the PL is turned off at this time, so there's no reason to worry about PL access. The offset is minus 600 kilohertz. Of course, the frequency is 146.835. The 2-meter repeater of the Venture Cruise 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, serves most of the metropolitan area and actually lights up more of New Jersey than New York. But that's a whole other question. And also Southern Connecticut. So anyway, with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter whiskey, please call K2BAR.
W2JEK with a comment.
Good evening, Don. I got you for a comment. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and comment.
Good evening, Bob. I got you with a comment. Any other whiskeys? Alrighty. Let's go to Alphas. Alright, no Alphas. How about Novembers? Alrighty, and then finally, Kilos.
This is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, Bob in Park Ridge with a comment.
Good evening, Bob. Welcome aboard as well. Alrighty, any other Kilos?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Charlie. Romeo Bravo, Stu, New Milford, with a question.
Stu, good evening. Welcome aboard with your question, KD2CRB. Very good. And anybody else with a Kilo?
K2DAR, Kilo 2, Oscar Fox, Charles Bob, with a, I'm just going to be here on the side. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Bob, my APRS whacked you a little bit. So that was K2 Oscar Charlie, Bob. And Bob, where are you located and what are your intentions?
Oscar Fox Charlie Garden, K2 OFC, located in North Arlington. And the intentions are right now just to listen for the moment.
Okay, hi, Bob. Okay, I was just We were just in North Arlington, maybe 20 minutes ago. Are we down by the hockey rink for our son's game? Okay, very good. Any other kilos? Alrighty. Any other stations? Any call sign? Alrighty. Well, let's get to it. W2JEK from K2BAR. Go ahead, Mr. Dodd.
K2BAR and the net W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. Bauer's next ZE test session will be Friday, June 16th at 7 p.m. And that will be held at the Township of Washington's Borough Hall Senior Center on 350 Hudson Avenue. It's off of Pascack Road, across the street from the shopping center there. And if you're coming, please bring an ID, like your driver's license or a passport or something with a photo on it, or two non-photo IDs, $15 test fee. If you are licensed, please bring your license and a copy of that license. If you're not licensed, you will need your social security number. Or if you have any FCC equipment that is licensed already, you should have an FRN number. That people come in there and the FCC, if you have any licenses at all with the FCC, you will have an FRN number. We need to have that number when you apply for your amateur license. May bring a calculator, but its memory must be empty. iPod, cell phones, etc. cannot be used as a calculator. That back to net, W2JEK.
Okay, very good, Don. That's always exciting. Anybody have any questions for Don? Alrighty, anything you'd like to add, Don?
I don't think so at this time. If anybody has one thing I did not mention is expired licenses that expire beyond the 2-year grace period, general, advanced, or extra class, can be reinstated by taking the current technician exam, passing that, stated as a general or as an extra. An advanced class will be reinstated as a general because no new advanced class licenses are being given out. We'll be able to get back in the air without having to take all the tests, just the current technician exam. And people who have the technician exam issued before March 21st, 1987, can paper upgrade to general class if they are currently a technician. Or they can use that if it's expired, even if it's expired and you don't have a license, you can come in and take a technician exam and that will bump you right up to general. Things to think about if people are in that situation. Back to net, W2JK.
Very good. Thank you, Don. Anybody have any follow-ups on Don's announcement? Alrighty. Very good. Well, thank you, Don. Alrighty. Let's move on. Our next is WA2ISE. Mr. Bob, what's your pleasure, K2BAR?
Oh, K2BAR, WA2ISE. That was on the Arden forums where I think this weekend, or if not this weekend, some following within a month or so. They're going to try to do some tests from WU2S's QTH to see if they can illuminate my nodes here. Did some simulations. It looks like the Fresno zone is infringed by various hills. I don't know if it's going to amount to anything. Over.
Okay, so you're talking about the Fresnel zone, Bob and one other person up what town did Bob live in? Bob, maybe you could explain this, so maybe you want to, KD2BKD, K2BAR.
Okay, this is KD2BKD, I am working with Randy and another person to attempt to get a connection to Randy, and if possible also to yourself, W-A-I-S-E, from a location on top of a hill on the west side of Park Ridge. I am on the east side of Park Ridge. I should be able to connect with him, although it's a little different of a direction. So that would be probably one node. And then another one, you happen to be WA2ISE in line with Randy, WU2S. You're right in line with everybody, and it looks like from this test location, it should make it over the hill to both your locations. Trees may be a problem. That's why we may need to go to 900 megahertz. And we're also going to try 2.4 just for trying it. That's what the plan is, KD2BKD.
Okay, Bob, when are you going to be doing this?
I don't know exactly when we're going to be doing this, but if Randy can't do it Saturday, I'll take my node down at least on Saturday then with the pole and drive my car over to the test location, park my Jeep, bring the pole up, bring the M2 up there, the 2.4 gig node, and point it towards Randy's house and see if we can get either Randy's house or WA2ISE's over.
I gotcha. All right. So by any chance, will Bob have to reorient his antenna because he's not an Omni on 900 or I think on, or maybe he is, I don't know. But, you know, Bob, what's your antenna situation on 2.4 and 900?
My antenna for 2.4 is an omnidirectional that's got about 10 dBi gain, so it's a rather tall stick. And for 900 megahertz, it's it's a sort of directional, about 90 degrees broad. I have it pointing towards W2S's QTH right now. Both of these things are about 7 1/3 meters above average ground around here. Over.
Okay, so it's an M9 loco or M900 loco. And then on 2.4, you're running what, a bullet with a single stick?
Yeah, it's a bullet, a titanium bullet with a stick that is similar to the one I picked up at the Hamfest. And that one's about 10 dBi gain, or so it says on the label.
Yeah, okay. Very good. All right, I at least know what you're doing now. It makes sort of sense. In Bob's case, 900, you know, might work better because it's got the benefit of the MIMO antenna, and you get the dual chain thing going, just to make sure you're on the same channel. I believe you're 5 megs wide on 900 and on 917, right?
Yeah, that's right. 917, 5 megs, and also channel minus 2 on 2.4, also 5 megs.
Okay, Bob, you catch that?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, he has, on the 2.4, he has 5 megs and minus 2. That's what mine is set to right now. I didn't catch the 900.
5 megs bandwidth on 917 megahertz.
Okay, 5 meg bandwidth on 917 megahertz, and the other one is 5 meg on channel minus 2.
Yeah, the only other thing is both of you are going to have need to have your distance parameters set to a figure that's roughly the same and greater than the distance, or at, you know, than you're trying to cover. So if you're going from a particular location of Park Ridge to we just had a possum cross the road. The Range Rover and the car in front of them decided not to run over them. Never mind the carnage of the four-car pileup that would have ensued, but for alert driving. Anyway, you want to make sure that both of you have your distance parameters set to probably the same number and longer than the path, slightly longer than the path that you anticipate trying to cover.
Okay, Gordon, I set it to 20 kilometers, so I suppose that's probably way more than enough.
How many?
20.
That might be a little excessive, Bob. Bob, what was your distance to my house?
I think that was 12. Now, the simulation showed that it's about 9 kilometers from the test location to WA2 ISEs. So I think he should set it to 10 or 11. And this test location should also get to your house, Gordon.
Yeah. So you think the test location will work to my house, too?
I think there's less, yes, it should make it to your house, and it's only off by maybe 5 degrees from Bob's.
5 degrees is a big deal, but okay. All right. I'm wondering if I shouldn't lend you a rocket with an Omni MIMO antenna.
I should be at Bear Lawn tomorrow night.
Yeah, I may not be because we have a resource issue tomorrow, but we're trying to address that. But we'll see. That's a really interesting, question. So, 12 kilometers is what we should probably use. Is that what you're thinking?
Probably. That probably will get to your house. Just to test that out also, I don't know what you have in the 2.4 and the 900 if we do all of them, if we do both those frequencies tomorrow.
All right. What I could do, I don't know, you're going to do this on Saturday, so I don't know when you might, but... I'm just trying to think that if I can put my if I should put the Omni on my roof because I can get it up high on the tower actually pretty easily. So I was thinking about that the other day. So how do I solve that problem, and I'm thinking I could take a mast, hoist it up to the roof with everything on it, and then just clamp it to the tower. It would be in parallel with the existing mast that's coming out the top. Right now nothing's rotating on my tower, so it would be fine, and that might be something to consider. Because I would get probably most of the height of my tower in place without having to actually climb more than about 10 feet onto the roof. So I could do that potentially. But what I really should do is I should just crank the rocket dish toward your test site. Now, is your test site near your house?
If all the frequencies in that are aligned and the whole plan is done, you should be able to use the same antenna to get my house and this other house on the other side of town, because from your distance away, it's not more than 10 degrees
difference between the two. Little further to the west, if you point towards West Ridge Elementary School on Ridge Avenue, he's close to there. KD2, BKD.
Yeah, W2TTT. Here's my question. 10 degrees is a big deal because I'm running a rocket dish. 24 dB of antenna gain, so a beam width is like chump change. So what's the, what's the likely, I'll try it, but am I going to have, you think I might actually see the test site better than your house?
They look pretty equal, both of them. The only thing is the tree line. I don't know which one. We also may have to go in that particular direction. Randy was saying 900 megahertz. So if he had 900 megahertz, you had 900 megahertz, and I had 900 megahertz, now we may need to go with a... is there a 900 megahertz bridge? Over.
Well, there's a nano station, a loco, that we can all put together. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, the nano station, we may need to go with a little more power. We may need to mount that on a dish, I don't know, to get a little more. But maybe the nano station is enough. I think it's a nano loco, 900.
Okay, well, my end, I have a cross-polarized dipole on 900 with an M9 rocket. That's what's on my tower now. So when I move the rocket dish for 2.4, I could also move the M900 over as well. Maybe that's what I'm going to do on Saturday, I guess. I don't know if it'll be timely enough for your testing, but we can certainly look into that.
I don't know when the testing is going to be because I haven't heard from Randy since I spoke with him and saw him on Friday. He has a lot of the resources, a lot of nodes in that, and he was the one that said he had the 900s to do the testing with. I don't know if it's going to be this Saturday. And after all the testing is done, then we have to go and do a plan of what frequencies are going to go what way and what works the best in from what location to another location. So this is just a test, and then we're going to have to come out with a some kind of a plan. KD2, BKD.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, we'll definitely have to do that. No question. All right, very good. Let's leave it be for the moment, but I get it. So if I get some time on Saturday to go drag myself up on my tower and do some antenna work, that would be good. In fact, that would probably be good anyway. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to make Fairlawn tomorrow. Jeremy has to work, and that's one car, and Nancy wants to go to a graduation for a young person we know, and that leaves me home, so... Unless I want to go to the graduation, so that answer is no. So I think I'll use that opportunity to buzz out cables and do some analysis on things. So, all right, I think we've got a plan here. Anything else? Back to Bob, I guess. WA2ISC, K2BAR.
K2BAR, WA2ISC. I just went to my node setup page and set both of them to 12 kilometers, so I figured that's probably more reasonable. Over.
Yeah, I mean, the problem is if it's too short, it won't work at all. And if it's too long, you'll be so polite that the link will be ridiculously slow.
Okay, so I think you were saying I'm probably about 9 kilometers away, so I guess 12 should be a conservative value.
Right. In any RF domain, if all the chat, all the devices, even if they can't hear each other, all of each other, they all need to be running pretty much the same number. So 12 is it. That's fine. I'll change mine over as well. And I'll swing those antennas up toward Park Ridge on Saturday. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I think they should be 14.
14 kilometers?
14 is from, that's what I have mine set to you. The other thing is, if you want to ride tomorrow night, I have to pass through that area to going from Rockley to Fairlawn.
We'll see. The biggest question, Bob, is whether or not I want to stay home and actually work on, you know, getting things organized. So I would almost prefer to stay home, frankly.
Okay, I can understand that.
Yeah, I don't get too many nights home on my own here. I mean, FYI, I'm in my driveway having run the first 30 minutes of the TechNet while en route home. So, yeah. But my son had a 7:30 game. They won, by the way. All right. Very, very good. Anything else from anybody?
Yeah. Should I set to 14 kilometers?
Yeah, 14 kilometers would be good.
Okay, I can do that. That K2BAR, WA2ISC, clear.
Yeah, it's the message I got from Bob, so loud and clear. So, yep, I'll use 14 on those two nodes, and we'll just try that and see how that goes. All right, Bob, anything else? The other Bob?
I have nothing on this particular subject.
W2JK.
Mr. Don?
Yeah, how much power do these things run?
600 milliwatts or less. But they have ridiculous gain in some cases. For instance, my rocket dish is 24 dB.
Wow, yeah, that's like a big amplifier. Yeah, that's 600 watts. So, you know, if you get 10 dB a game, watts output, you're doubling it again at least. So you've lost it. Not QRP anymore.
No, not at all. And the antennas, I mean, everything is small because you're dealing with either 900 megs, 2.4 gigs, 3.4 gigs, or 5.x gigs.
Yeah, you did it. You have a big gain antenna, it's very small in size, yeah. I see what you do. You can have a 24 element antenna on 20 meters, for example. That would be the longest monster.
Yeah, exactly. By the way, I was just thinking that, what was it now? I've got, they also have a characteristic called MIMO where they run two separate data chains. And imagine two sets of digital streams, one horizontal, one vertical, and in so doing, that improves your immunity to noise and fading and things like that. It's different than circular because they actually, you know, they don't try to blend the two antennas in the RF domain. They blend them in the digital domain once they come in. So it makes for either a faster link or more reliable link, depending on what you try to do. But it's pretty fascinating to watch. Let's see, what else? Anyway, that's pretty much it. I know what it was. Bob, PKD Bob. I have a pair of three M5s that are older M5s. They're not flashable to the mesh code. I bought them in error. But they have the original Ubiquiti code in them. So if we need to do a 5 gig bridge somewhere, either 2-point or 3-point bridge, we can certainly put that to work for that purpose.
Oh, very good. Very interesting.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys in California, they're using the native mode Ubiquiti code as a backbone. And then they're... But they've got thousands of foot, you know, mountains underneath them, and they'll build a backbone, let's say a trigonal or a 4 or 5 way backbone, using factory software, They'll have ridiculous line of sight, and everything will just be happy, happy. And they'll be getting, you know, 150 megabit throughput, you know, all day and night with these things. And then they'll use those to tie together, like you would put two nodes back-to-back DTD, except their DTD connections are through this this amorphous matrix that, you know, in the background that no one actually sees. It's not part of the ART network per se. It's like a higher level backbone. It's sort of like using a tunnel.
Very interesting.
Yeah, except in this case you don't have to use it as a tunnel. You actually use it as a DTD over wire, over RF. All right. So, let's, any more on this subject before we move on?
NJ2BS. Repeat.
All right. Let me break this up a little bit. I'm gonna jump on Stu's question because he actually has the only question of the night. So let's go to Stu. KD2CRB. K2BAR.
K2BAR. This is KD2CRB. Yeah, Gordon, I'm looking for recommendations. I'm trying to pull together a portable unit. I have a Yaesu F28800R mobile unit with power supply. I was just wondering, any recommendations as far as a battery? I mean, one person suggested this company, Bio Eno, and I was just wondering if there are any batteries that out there that you might recommend that could power this unit once I'm portable. Over.
Okay, of all of the lithium family of batteries, BioNO Power certainly has my attention. I have both an A123 pack from Buddy Pole, and I have a BioNO pack. And there's no comparison, absolutely no comparison. The only thing I would say is you go to BioNO and you can get much more capacity for lightly a few dollars, or fewer dollars. But more importantly, you also have the option of getting the shrink wrap type battery or the hard cell battery. And you want the hard cell battery for your application when you go portable. I had an issue with the A123 pack from Buddy Pole, and I have it, and it terrifies me because of the way it's built. It's one of those shrink wrap packs, and I'm just afraid one day it's going to catch fire. I'll relate a simple story. I had a an A123 pack sitting on my desk for 6 months, and I'd use it, discharge it, use it, just, you know, charge it, recharge it, blah blah blah. And Bill KB2OCJ was over one day. We're standing in my shack, and I hand him the pack. I said, "See how light this thing is." And he goes, "This is getting warm." And he hands it back to me, and it's warm. And I can feel it actively getting warmer. And I didn't wait. I didn't pause. I said, "I'm taking this outside." I literally ran down two flights of stairs, out onto the deck, and put it down in the dirt, and proceed to watch it catch fire. And the reason for that was, from what we could tell, it was a defect in the packaging, but they also use slightly different chemistry, I'm not a big fan. These guys who, you know, a lot of the Buddy Pole guys are guys who like to go portable, and it's like, you're crazy. Now, I have a BioNO pack. The mine's like a 17 or 18 ampere hour, but for the same package and like $23 more, you can get a 20 amp pack. And I bought that from BioNO Power, and I've had no trouble whatsoever, and I would not expect to either because of the way it's built. So I would strongly suggest a BioNO pack, but just get the hard packs, not the ones that are shrink-wrapped.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that last transmission, you were not talking into the microphone. I don't know where you were talking, but it was not into the microphone. We heard you, but boy, it was like you had the microphone, you had your thumb over the microphone hole, and you're talking into the back of the microphone or something. Something was not quite kosher. Anyway, I'm glad that all is well in that selection department, but I would definitely recommend that. A 20 would be fine. 30 is better. 40 is, I think, is about as much as people want to lug around. BioNO Power makes really decent packs. And you can charge them directly from the pins, directly from the contacts. And they have chargers for them that are excellent. You might consider a 12-volt in charger, like one you'd use for a solar panel or something like that. But talk to them. They'll give you guidance. They're very, very good. I have something that's essentially like a cable wart, and it's got alligator clips. What I did in my case, I chopped the cable and just put a power pole on it from there, and away it goes. So it works very, very well. It's a 4-amp charger, so as long as my load doesn't pull down more than, let's say, 3 amps or so, I can charge the batteries from the AC charger while also drawing off a modest load. So that works as well. Alrighty, anybody else on the subject of lithium ferrous oxide batteries? Alright, very good. Alright, our next comment was KD2BKD Bob. KDBAR.
Okay, this is KD2BKD. My comment is that I have done some research comparing EMT versus a chain link fence rail or post. My conclusion is the fencing is a better material one because EMT is meant to be bent into shapes, and the galvanization of the fence post is better. Let me drop. Also, I've done some price comparisons, and the 2-inch, which is actually 1.9 inches, comes in 24-foot lengths. I priced them out at Bergen Fence. They want $42 for black. Now, I want black painted. Emerson Fence wants about $9 more than that. By the time I go and travel the distance, the difference in distance, which is 15 miles each way for me, there's 30 miles plus 45 minutes travel time. It's better for me to just go to Emerson Fence. I think the 1 3/8 is just a little too thin. That comes in 21-foot lengths. Maybe for 10-foot, it's okay, but for 20-foot and above, no way. So the 2-inch looks good at 24 feet, and it's about $50. KD2BKD.
Yeah, it's 1.875 or 1.9 inches. It's wonderful stuff. So, yes, and not that you would use it the same way you would with galvanized or black pipe, but you certainly can use speed rail clamps on it as well, and that's a beautiful thing. Absolutely a beautiful thing. So more power to you, Bob. I'm all in. So good.
Alrighty. Good research, and my experience backs that up. That's what's actually holding my, that's actually the rails that's underlying the shelter on my trailer. The only additional metal that's there are some angle. We built angle brackets, fore and aft, four of them, to brace the, pardon me, the bottom of the verticals, just to take the stress off the welds. But yeah, it works really, really well. Alrighty, anybody else with stuff on this subject? Okay, I don't know who that was. It's just a noise burst. One key point: the fence post stuff is in fact, seamed, and in extreme environments it would not last well, but for the kind of loads we're talking about, where we want to put something up 20 feet really fast, and we want benefit from inexpensive and lightweight, this is certainly it. By the way, Bob, is one end of a full length of 24 feet swaged such that you could stack another piece, albeit possibly smaller, on top?
I don't know about the 24 foot. I do know the 1 3/8 does come swagged. I believe that the 2 inch is typically used for vertical poles. I've looked at many backstops for baseball, and that's what they're using. They even use them horizontally, and it looks to be a very strong thing. Been at high distances for a backstop for baseball.
Yeah, but that's done as a cage, and then it's got a mesh that holds it all together. It's all bonded, so sure. And there's no snow load. I mean, God willing. Although I have seen in the South, they're using that narrow chain link, you know, where the stuff is, it's basically the size, the holes are a little bigger than your thumb. And I'm willing to bet that around here, that would not work well. That would actually accumulate ice and snow and be nasty. Well, anyway. All right. Well, that's great. So 1.9 or 1.875 inches it is. And I guess you're going to get yourself a pole. How do you intend to bring it home?
Oh, I was going to strap it to my Jeep. I have roof racks, and just put a towel around it and some straps, and have it go front to back, and put some red flags on the front and the back.
Yeah, it's good you're only bringing it home from Emerson. So the federal law and the state law in New Jersey is that it's 4 feet forward of your bumper and 3 feet to the rear. Just FYI.
Okay, that's another reason why I said Emerson instead of going all the way down the Bergen fence. That's going to take me, I don't know, easily a half an hour, as I'm going to do it on a Saturday with the traffic and everything. Emerson is just Kinder-Kamak Road straight. I only got a few towns.
Right, and the local towns probably won't give you any trouble. If you do it on a Saturday, chances are you won't find the county sheriff anywhere.
I was also, took a trip. There's also Apollo Fence, I believe, in Hillsdale. I just looked on the way home from work when getting gas to see what they had, and it looked like they had it too. I may price them out too, just because they're just two towns closer.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't know about Emerson Fence, so I'm going to keep that in mind as well, because that's an attractive option for me as well, because coming down Kinder-Kamak Road, shooting over to Ridgewood Avenue or Ordell Avenue, and then down the boulevard is not so bad. Although we get a lot of county sheriffs on that road every day of the week. But anyway, very good. Sounds like a fine choice. Let us know what the pricing is on that and the like. So you were roughly $50 for, you know, a 24-foot piece of 1.9. And let's see what Hillsdale does. By the way, the way I could bring it home is I could bring it home on my trailer, because I can extend it forward on my trailer, because it would be over my tow vehicle, so no big deal. All right, anything else?
No, that's it. I guess if I put a trailer behind my Jeep, I can extend it over the trailer?
That's correct. 3 feet rear of the trailer.
Okay, maybe I'll have to take my 6-foot trailer with me, and it has the 6-foot trailer sticks back, so that gives me another 10 feet just on the vehicle, so that should be no problem.
Yeah, just gotta make sure you have it in balance, right? But yeah, sure, that sounds great.
Okay, thank you for that information.
Yeah, just don't load the pipe up on the roof rack such that you can't lever the roof rack out of its mounts on the roof. Tear up your vehicle.
Yeah, I'll have to balance it. I'll put it, what, 4 feet in the front, you said, 3 feet in the back, so I'll make 4 feet in the front.
Yeah, exactly. Worst case is if it's still got a lot of weight to the rear, just take a string to the front and, you know, down into your hood latch or something.
Yeah, I got straps to strap all kinds of stuff up to the Jeep. I also have the little extra shelf for the back that gives me another 2 feet, but then I can't use the trailer. KD2, BKD.
Yeah, I got you. All right. Very good. Anybody else have any topics? Alrighty, well, talked about BioNO power, we talked about getting your license, and we talked about mesh stuff, and we talked about poles. No Ukrainians, no Uzbeks, no Azerbaijanis. Anyway, we did talk about poles. Alright, enough of my silliness. Thank you everyone for a fine net tonight. This was interesting. Always an active group, and I want to thank you all really for your contributions tonight. This is K2BAR, signing clear, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use, W2TDT.
WA2ISE, this is KD2BKD, are you still there?
BKD, this is WA2IC.
Yeah, we may need to get together just to communicate on this test. So if you can email me direct at KD2BKD@optonline.net, then I'll have your email. I can give you my cell phone number or whatever. So then while I'm actually doing the test and can see the computer information on my side, you can also look at your side, and maybe that'll work out, and we can get the test results better. KD2, BKD.
Okay, better give me that email again.
Okay, it's my call sign, Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, at optonline.net. Over.
Okay, optonline.net.
Correct.
Okay, I'll send you an email so you get my address. It's not surprisingly my ham radio call sign at ix.netcom.com, but you'll see it when I email.
Okay, and then we could talk either by cell phone or radio when the time comes and we're actually get a connection. Hopefully we will. It looks very promising to me. I may be overly optimistic, as that's what they say, but it looks good. There's trees, but what do you can't move the trees. You can't chop them all down. So the 900 megahertz hopefully can go right through, but then you have a wider zone there. KD2, BKD.
Okay, I tried to connect my 900 megahertz to Gordon's, but it never saw Gordon's node, but I think there was a hill near where he is in the way.
I have done a lot of studying on all the different people connected to different people and everything, so I have looked at your house to Gordon's house, no can do. I've looked to yours to Randy, no can do. There's just too many little hills and stuff between you guys, because the valleys typically run north to south. I happen to be north, and I can't get to you because it's Soldier Hill Road. I can't get to Randy because of some other hill, but it just happens to be that the valley from my house goes over Wooddale Park, goes over Pascack Valley Hospital, Oradell Reservoir, and right to Gordon's house. So that looks very promising to me, but as people say, I'm very optimistic.
Okay, yeah, because I think you said that when I tried to do a simulation from Randy's to my place, that there were looks like that you said I didn't have a line of sight because the Fresno area got infringed by those various hills.
Yeah, correct. You would have to, even a 65-foot tower wouldn't work. You'd have to go 100 feet, both of you. That's just the way the terrain and everything is around here going from east to west. The best place to put any node is on the Alpine Water Tower. It doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. I also looked at the Blue Hill Building. I don't know if we could get one up there. That has very good coverage of eastern Bergen County. I think that would get to your house also. But we'll have to see. We'll have to go from individual houses first and then look into everything else afterwards. KD2, BKD.
KD2, BKD, WA2-ISC. If I remember rightly, I think the 955 repeater is stationed off the Alpine Tower. If you know anybody associated with that repeater, maybe they could stick a node right next to their antenna or something. It's just a thought.
I do know one person that belongs to that club. I'll have to talk to him and see. I don't know about that feasibility, but it's always something to think about. KD2, BKD.
Okay, KD2, BKD, WA2-ISC, I'll send you that email. Anyway, well, 73s, and talk to you later.
Yeah, 73 from me to you, and this is KD2, BKD. I'm going to be signing off now. Good night.
KD2 CRB signing off, wishing everyone 73.
NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat.
W2TTT, listening.
NJ JK2BS. Repeat. NJ2BS. Repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. 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 NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat. NJ2BS, repeat.